Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Donna Freeman from Yoga in My School and Kids Yoga Academy, and welcome to the 100th episode of our podcast. It's a pleasure to have everybody here joining us. We have it's been so much fun organizing this, going through past guests and arranging a huge celebration because, you know, 100 doesn't come around very often. My teenage son, I actually said, hey, I'm having my 100th podcast. He goes, really? Only 100? I looked at him like, I'm going to hurt you. 100? It's taken me 9 years for 100 episodes, so I'm pleased. I'm really excited about reaching this milestone, and so thrilled to have some guests here today who have become treasured friends over the years. Some of these people were the original, the very first guest on our show was Abby Wills of Shanti Generation, and we will hear from her. And we've got some long timers in the kids yoga community, Shakta Kalsas, joining us today. We're going to talk to her right away. And both Aruna Humphreys and Lisa Flynn were some of the first people that I reached out to as a beginning blogger and in the kids yoga world online. And I reached out to them, and they have become very good friends over the years that we have had a relationship. And we've got just so many amazing people. And so we're going to jump right in. And Shakta Kalsas is our first guest that we're going to be chatting with. Shakta, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you, Donna?
I'm doing great. So I have a big question for you, because you've been in this community for a while. And so how have you seen the kids yoga community change in the past 40 years? I know you're celebrating your 40th anniversary.
What's really changed the most is that somewhere in the 90s, kids yoga and yoga in general became popular. So that brought it into the mainstream, which is really, really wonderful as far as masses of people getting healthy and getting connected to their center and all of that.
Marvelous. Now, each one of our guests today have a special giveaway, and they've been so generous with their talents and their time. And so, Shakta, you're giving away a butterfly bundle. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. It's a way to get started with younger children yoga. It's got the Fly Like a Butterfly book and a DVD with a lot of songs and movements. I would say that ages 2 to about 9 or so will really like it and have a lot of joy with it. And it makes it easy on the parents or teachers, too, because everything's spelled out for you really well, and it wouldn't be any problem at all for them to lead their child in this yoga.
Fabulous. And that and all of these, so Shakta Kalsas is the founder of Radiant Child Yoga, and you can find the Butterfly Bundle on her website. And if you aren't the lucky winner today, definitely go and check it out. All right. So, Shakta, did you get that? I did send out names and everything like that, but some people didn't get them.
Yes,
do you have our winner?
I do. I will be sending that out right away.
And the winner is?
Yeah.
Nicole,
well, I don't
Monica.
Have it right in front of me.
Okay,
yeah,
no, that's all good.
Okay.
I've got it here. And so, Nicole, Monica, you get the Butterfly Bundle. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much, Shakta.
Thank you.
All right. The next person we're going to chat with today is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa Flynn is the founder of two organizations. One is Yoga, Childlike Yoga. And the second is Yoga for Classrooms. And it was really fun as she to be kind of in the background and watch her move from one to the other. And she has so much insight and has won many, many small business awards in her area. So, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. Now, things have really changed for you in the past 9 years. Like, if you go back to, 2009 is kind of when I reached out to you originally and said, hi, I'm Donna.
Right.
I'm in Edmonton.
I remember.
And so what do you feel has been, like, the greatest contributor to your success?
Okay. So, right. This is such a good question. I think for so many of us, our personal histories and experience often become the driving motivator. And that's certainly the case for me. And I think that that's really fed into the dedication and grit and determination and all of that, you know, that I've had to make sure that I could reach as many kids as possible. So my own personal history and suffering was mainly due to a lack of emotional resilience. And so for me, as I rediscovered yoga in my adult years, it really dawned on me and became clear that this is a way to help kids develop that resilience. So I guess the biggest contributor has just been that pure drive that comes from having that clear kind of intrinsically motivated intention and mission.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. And you have come out with a number of amazing products over the years. Can you tell us a little bit about the things that you're going to be giving away?
Sure. So the Yoga for Children book is a fabulous full-color resource for anybody who wants to share yoga with children, written for parents as well as educators and anyone else who shares yoga with kids. So that is being given away to Heather Weston. So we'll
Yay,
be
Heather.
Sending that out shortly. Yay, Heather. The Yoga for Classrooms activity card deck is associated with the Yoga for Classrooms program, 65 awesome yoga and mindfulness activities that are super classroom friendly and very accessible, developmentally appropriate, and easy to use. And Chavez Atkins is the winner of that. And then finally, related to that, we have an online course for Yoga for Classrooms, and I am giving that away to Lisa Frazier, and that name actually sounds familiar, so I'm excited about that. I wonder if I actually know her. So we'll be sending the information out to these folks right away.
Yeah, well, I was thrilled to see some of these names that come up are people who have taken trainings with me, and so I'm like, oh, I know that.
Right.
Oh, I know her. And Maybe is actually, she's from Peru, and so it's fun that she'll be able to take your Yoga for Classrooms card deck down to Peru.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yep, happy to ship that there. That's great.
All right. Thank you so much, Lisa. It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, next we're going to be chatting with Aruna Hempfries, who is the founder of Young Yoga Masters. And Aruna is located in Ontario, and as a fellow Canadian, it's always been wonderful to have someone to bounce ideas off of and to see where things are going and that type of thing kind of in our local community. I know L.A. is closer than you are, Aruna, but we live under the same flag. So, and what has been, you know, you've been doing this a long time. I know that I was really inspired by your blog when I first started blogging, and I reached out to you and kind of asked for some advice. And I kind of wanted to ask you, it's a little bit a harder question, but what are some of the greatest challenges you have faced as a kids yoga professional over the years?
Thanks, Donna. That's a great question because I was thinking about it as, you know, in terms of doing business. And when I first started teaching kids yoga, it was just basically me riding around on my bicycle all over the city of Toronto, teaching like 20 classes a week. And I loved it. I was so happy, you know, and there weren't a lot of costs to do my business except my time and my energy. And then, you know, fast forward 10 years later, and it wasn't as fun to be riding around, and I had new desires, and my ideas were growing, and what I wanted to do was growing. And so I think the greatest challenge as a business professional, like in kids yoga, was learning about the costs of doing business. And at first I tried to do everything myself. So, and I didn't really appreciate that the cost was my time and my energy. And that took its toll in terms of stress and getting a little burnt out. And so I learned that if I were to grow my business, then I'd have to start paying other people for work that they could take off my plate, and learning to collaborate with others. And it was a challenge to see my money going out the door instead of just coming in. Up to that point, it had only come in, basically. But as a professional, I kind of adopted a mantra that this is the cost of doing business. And I wanted to be in business. I didn't want it to be a hobby. And so now, basically, everything I do, wherever I can, I hire people. I have, I've hired my first staff now, and I collaborate with others. And whenever I can buy something that will make it easier for my work, I buy it. And I appreciate the cost of doing business. So, that was the greatest challenge, and I'm still learning it, but I would say it's the thing that's helped me the most to grow my business.
Awesome. Yeah, I found the same as everyone. Many of the people here have, like, as we're giving away, amazing products. And I know when amazing products come out and you guys are so kind to share them with me, I look at them and go, well, I can't make anything better than this. Like, let me just get some of those and share that with other people. Because there is so much creativity and expertise in this kids yoga community and this group who are here on these calls today and who have been sponsors for these calls are amazing people. It is quite an honor to be amongst, in your midst. And
I agree.
So thank
you
very
much. A lot of experts now. There's a lot of experts doing things. So why reinvent the wheel every time?
Exactly.
So, for instance, my giveaway was Yoga Man versus the Stressor, which is an online training. And so for that, I had someone, I designed the idea, but then someone else drew the pictures, thank goodness, and I just pay a service to deliver it. So all of that just makes it automatic and really easy for me. But people really like this because Yoga Man versus the Stressor, he's facing the stressor who's, you know, the kids are learning about stress through this online training. And the winner of it, may I go ahead?
Yes.
Yes, is Orless. And it says in Ireland, so I'm not sure if her last name is Ireland or if she's from Ireland, but I'm really excited about Orless. Yay. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's brilliant.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Donna.
Yeah, bye. All right, next we're going to be chatting with Jennifer Cohen-Harper. And hang on, let me just open her mic here. I've got lots of people on the calls. Jennifer, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Donna?
I'm doing well. And Jennifer's
good.
One of those people who continues to come out with amazing ideas and products and is just so creative. I know one of our giveaways today is a brand new product that isn't even on the market yet, the coloring book, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it was really fun to work on.
All right. So the question I've got for you today is, what has been the greatest shift for this work that you've experienced in the time from kind of your beginning to now? If you look back and say, where were the big shifts?
Yeah, it's such a good question. So we started Little Flower Yoga in 2006. So we're looking at 10 years now. And I would say, I think when I look at our school programming, the biggest shift has been a move from the schools thinking of the yoga programming primarily as extracurricular. We did a lot of after-school programs, a lot of optional programs, and there's been a huge shift from that to really integrated work during the school day that incorporates the classroom teachers and other allied professionals. We've seen a big move towards full school implementation of our programming where the community is really getting on board, and we're offering professional development for teachers, programming for the kids, programs in relationship with the counseling office, programming for parents, and the school's recognition that the yoga practice, the yoga and mindfulness practices, really have a tremendous impact on the school culture and climate, on the students' social and emotional learning, the school's recognition of the large-scale potential impact of the programming has totally transformed the field, I think, the offerings from something that were, more of an extracurricular mindset to something that's really viewed as an integral part of the school community.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. As the research has come out, I know that Lisa Flynn puts together a research compendium, and it's such a great resource for then we can approach people and say, look, this is the proof of how important these skills are for our youth, and as anxiety and depression and trauma are becoming more and more at the forefront of our awareness, then these skills, these mindfulness and yoga skills, getting into your body, learning about your brain, are so important for our kids.
Yep.
All right, Jennifer, you've got 3 things to give away. So you've got your Little Flower Yoga for Kids book, a lovely book, and it's also just kind of an aside, we're not giving one away, but it does come in French for anyone who is a French language speaker and is desperate for French language resources. I get a lot of requests for your book in French in Canada.
Yes.
And also a yoga and mindfulness card deck, which is a lovely, lovely card deck, and a yoga and mindfulness coloring book, which is brand new, just going to be published this month. So can you tell us maybe a little bit about those products and who's winning them?
Sure, yeah. So the Little Flower Yoga for Kids book is geared towards parents, educators, and clinicians who work with kids from about 3 to 12 years old, and it goes through our 5-step process of connect, breathe, move, focus, and relax. And that is going to Megan Sierra. And then we have a card deck, which is a fairly new product that also follows that 5-element connect, breathe, move, focus, relax process. And the card deck is really comprehensive. Karen Gilmore did the illustrations. Some of you may know her. She's a wonderful kids yoga teacher in her own right and a beautiful illustrator. The card deck, again, is for families, but also for clinicians and educators. And we designed them so that they're both useful for clinicians and educators and parents that have enough information to really get into the practice in a really intentional way, but they're also friendly enough for kids to use themselves, and we've gotten a lot of feedback about kids using them themselves, and that is going to Marcella Ferrero. And then the coloring and activity book is brand new. It'll be coming out at the end of the month, and that is going to Victoria Caroline.
Marvelous. Thank you so much. Yep. Everything's coming your way. If you've heard your name announced or if you see your name in the list on the widget on my website, then know that your stuff is coming your way, and we'll arrange all of that at the end. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Donna.
All right. Next, we're going to be talking with Allison. And Allison is the founder of Zensational Kids. And she was one of the very first people that I did a webinar with. And I've now done hundreds of webinars through Kids Yoga Academy. But Allison first was keen to start off with me, and she did a webinar on yoga for children with ADHD. And it has been, over the years, one of the top requested and accessed webinars, because there's not a lot of information that people can access unless they're going to a special needs training. And there's not a lot of people who offer those trainings. So, Allison, it's wonderful to have you here, and thanks for being with me through the long haul.
Thanks for having me here. This is just so wonderful what you put together.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit. I want you to address a little bit about accessibility. I know that you specialize, being an occupational therapist, that you specialize in how to make it accessible for everyone, and with all of our different abilities and interests and talents. But what is one thing that you feel would make yoga more accessible to kids and teens?
So really, really great question, because when I came to this work, like you said, I'm an occupational therapist, but I always specialized in pediatrics. I just wanted to work with kids. And then when I got into yoga and mindfulness, I just wanted to share the yoga and mindfulness with the kids. So I was running a lot of groups with kids. I was bringing it into schools and working with kids. And what I quickly found out was that the way to really make it more accessible to more kids was to not only just train the adults, but help the adults feel the transformation that the practice offers just for themselves before they even are able to then bring it to the kids. So when I started, and even now, when I'm working in a lot of the schools, you know, yoga and mindfulness is just so abstract to a lot of the adults. And I've noticed that when I just teach them for them, they're able to bring it to the kids in a much more authentic and meaningful way and help it stick with the kids rather than just focusing on teach the kids, teach the kids, teach the kids. So really the way to make it more accessible to more kids is teach the adults, teach the adults, teach the adults. and not even really just focusing on teaching the adults how to teach kids, but teach the adults in a way that they could feel it for themselves and apply it in their own lives as well.
Yeah, very interesting, very interesting. I know that at the recent National Kids Yoga Conference, one of the comments I think Carla Tantillo mentioned was that the number one indicator of successful mindfulness and yoga practice or programs was the expertise of the teacher and their familiarity with the practices in their own life. And I went, oh, that's an interesting statistic. And so that's exactly what you've mentioned.
Yeah, you can't teach what you don't have. So we can't only teach the adults the tools that you use specifically to the kids. What we really need to do is teach the adults how they can have the practices for themselves. And not that they all need to become yoga teachers. It's just being able to stop and breathe and notice the thoughts that they have in their head, notice the feelings that they have in their body. So to own something of their own.
Yeah, marvelous. All right, Allison, you've got a couple of books to give away. Can you tell us about Wisdom Within?
Yes, Wisdom Within was a really great project that I actually partnered with my niece, who is the illustrator. And it's a story about how everything in nature has its own wisdom that's within them. They don't have to go to classes for it. So like spiders know how to spin webs and rabbits know how to hop and birds know how to fly and caterpillars know how to turn into a butterfly. And these things in nature have this wisdom within them. They don't have to learn it from, you know, an older butterfly or an older cat or an older spider. But we're part of nature too. So there are things that we know about ourselves that nobody has to teach us as well. And that's all about our goodness and our strength and our kindness and our compassion that we have for ourselves and for others. And these are things that we are born with. But although being human, there are things that sometimes make us forget about this wisdom that we have, things that happen in our lives or thoughts that we have. But there's always a way that we can reconnect with that wisdom that we have, and that's through yoga and mindfulness and meditation. So the whole book, it's, you know, beautifully illustrated. It's written as, you know, each page is rhyming. And in the back of the book is all yoga and meditations that you can do along with the book and share with children.
Fabulous. And who's receiving a copy of that beautiful book?
We have two copies going out. One is to Gail Schuring, and the other is to Jenna Rose Banky.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Allison. Have a great day. All right, now we're going to chat with Kathy Flaminio, and Kathy Flaminio is with an organization, 1,000 Petals, and hang on, I just need to find her number here. There she is. Hey, Kathy, how's it going?
Hello. Great.
Hello. And so my question for you today is, what do you feel is needed to bring more yoga and mindfulness tools to our youth? So if you could, you know, change the world or wave your magic wand, what can we do?
Well, I think a lot of, piggyback with what Allison was saying, a lot of the work that my organization and Jennifer was talking about too is working and embedding this and integrating this into systems, into hospitals and schools where you're working with the teachers and the children. And I think working in the systems that have the children and you have access to them is just a great place to start, giving the educators the tools and the practices, not only for the kids, but for themselves. And, you know, that's a big passion of all of ours, is just how do we create sustainability in the system so the system can use and embed these tools. So I think my biggest thing is just bringing it to the places that are working with children, after school programs, daycares, you know, we do a lot with PTAs and working with the families. I mean, I believe that a big piece of what's, you know, we always are talking about the family-school link, and I think the yoga and mindfulness is what we're finding is the link between, you know, the skills that they can use at home and in school. And we found, you know, obviously when parents are learning these skills for themselves and working with the kids in their homes, and then the kids are showing up, and, oh, by the way, it's the same thing that we're doing at school. They're much more regulated. So that's what we've been doing, is just working with the entire communities, you know, and bridging, using the mindfulness and yoga as the bridge.
Fabulous. And you're giving away some Move Mindfully strips. Can you tell us about those?
Yes.
And who's receiving them?
And I could not download. I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
So
I've got the name.
Don't worry. I need to know my winner. But I developed these a few years ago with an organization, and the Move Mindfully strips are sequencing strips, so really helping people that are working with children meet the children where their bodies are at. So if the kids are more agitated, we were going to work on more of a releasing routine, or there's a calming routine, or there's a transition. Like, we work in a lot of school buildings, so they have the posters in the hallway, so the kids, because a lot of times in transitions, there's difficulties. So the strips outline that, and they come with a downloadable. Sorry, we have feedback in the background. And a downloadable script. And we also, I want to include, we have a new deck coming out that's real specific also, and I'll throw that in, too, for our winner, who you have their name.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Yes. And the winner of that, those Move Mindfully strips and the new product, is Lisa of Lala Wellness. Congrats, Lisa.
Excellent.
All right, and our final guest that we're going to chat with today was my very first guest. Abby Wills of Shanti Generation is representing California for us. And Abby, it's great to have you.
So good to be with you, Donna, and everybody else on the call.
And I want to ask you, over the years, because you've been working with youth for a long time and helping them find themselves and transform their lives, and what has been the greatest reward for all of the hard work that you've put in and everything that you've seen in this youth yoga movement?
I love this question. I think it's something that we should all reflect on more often, because it, you know, helps to stay motivated and dedicated to our work when we really take in the rewards. And I think the biggest reward is just this deep knowing that what we're all doing together has a very real and lasting impact in the collective consciousness of humanity. I know that sounds really big, but that's what I've found yoga to be in the world. It's something that is a practice and a way of being that it transforms individual lives, and we can't know the ripple effect of that, you know. So just knowing that social and emotional well-being of our students is impacted in ways that we can't know, but then lives on beyond the work that we do with students. And also just feeling that what we're doing and the impact it has is completely unstoppable. I mean, no matter what changes happen politically in the world, no matter what happens that's out of our control, I know that what we're doing can't be stopped, and I know that it lives on and on and on. So that's a great reward.
Yeah, that really is. All right, and you're giving away one of your Yoga Skills for Youth Peacemakers DVDs. I have the DVD. I love it. I recommend it all the time. And so can you, do you have her name, your winner's
name?
I do. All right.
The DVD is going to Allison Reichart Draper, and I am so excited to be sending it your way, and I hope you love it.
Fabulous. Thanks so much. All right. Well, we've had a couple of our sponsors who couldn't join us for our live call today, and so I want to just quickly go through what they're giving away and who's getting it. So Jody Commator is giving away a Biz of Kids Yoga course, which I am really jealous. I wish I could have entered the competition for this one, but Faith Kaufman is getting that. Also, Shari Vilches-Blatt of Karma Kids Yoga is sending one of her Come Play Yoga CDs off to Kathy Lenahan. And Kira Wiley is donating one of her Mindful Moments CDs to Fajir Dawn Peter. And also, the final giveaway is a Yoga in My School Teacher's Lounge one-year membership, and that's going to Meg Devine. So those are all of our guests, all of our winners. Each one of you will be contacted by our amazing sponsors today. And everybody, just so you know, I've opened up all of your mics for these last, you know, 30 seconds. But thank you so much for being on the show in the past, today, and in the future.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you,
we love
Donna.
You.
It was really great.
Thank you so much.
All right, definitely go check these ladies out. They do incredible work. We've got the Biz of Kids Yoga. We've got Sensational Kids. We've got 1,000 Petals, Karma Kids Yoga, Child Light Yoga and Yoga for Classrooms, Radiant Child, Little Flower Yoga, Young Yoga Masters, Kira Wiley's Amazing Music, Shanti Generation, and, of course, Yoga in My School and Kids Yoga Academy. All right, you guys, you're totally awesome. Definitely follow us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Do the Instagram thing. We love to share kids yoga.
Woohoo! See you at the 200th episode, Donna.
Yes, all right, you guys, thank you so much. That we've finished broadcasting live, and I appreciate all of you being here.
You're awesome, Donna.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Woohoo!
You're amazing.
All of you.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.